This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, January 17. Back to basics with a twist. Our reading comes from John chapter 21. Afterward, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Galilee. It happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, also known as Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. "I'm going out to fish," Simon Peter told them. And they said, "We'll go with you." So they went out and got into the boat. That night, they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, "Friends, haven't you any fish?" "No," they answered. He said, "Throw your net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, "It is the Lord," he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he had taken it off, and jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not far from shore, about 100 yards. When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals there with fish on it and some bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you have just caught." So Simon Peter climbed back into the boat and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, 153, but even with so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." None of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. This story about Jesus standing on the beach always inspires me. When I feel like I've lost my way and need to refocus, I often turn to this passage. It's interesting that at the beginning of Jesus' ministry, when he first called his disciples, they had been fishing all night but had caught nothing. Then he told them to go back out to fish again. They took the risk, and they caught more fish than their boat could hold. For the next 3 years, they followed and walked with him, learning what it means to fish for people instead. Then, after Jesus was crucified and had risen from the grave, he told them to go and meet him in Galilee, where they had first met him. While waiting for him there, they must have had some time on their hands and didn't know what else to do, so they went back to basics. They went fishing. That night, however, they caught nothing. Then, the next morning, Jesus called out from the shore, telling them to cast their net on the boat's other side. They took the risk, and before long, they knew exactly who it was on shore. Do you hear Jesus calling you? Notice, too, that although Jesus already had fish on the fire, he invited them to bring some of their fish, too. He also invites us to bring what he has given so that we can join with him in the work of his kingdom. Pray with me. Jesus, guide us to listen to you and to trust you to provide all we need and more. Help us also to use what you have given us to share your love with others. In your name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.